Lesson 3 in creating loving ecosystems is this: that ecosystems and every single organism in the ecosystem needs three basic things for survival and abundance. Every living thing has three basic requirements for survival. These are not the requirements about air or water, or air, for example, but rather three things that we can change, that humans have control over. Humans have direct control over the water that is supplied to the system, the food that is supplied to the system, and the shelter that is supplied to the system. Now, there are many other things needed for survival, but most of these are naturally provided through the atmosphere and are not directly under the control of the individual human. But water, food, and shelter is under the direct control of any person in the system. For this reason, we must understand that these three basic things that are required for survival, that even humans need for survival, also need to be given to every single thing in the system in order for the system to have abundance, or even in order for the system to survive. Now, it's important to understand that if one of these elements are missing, abundance is not possible. Living organisms generally go into hibernation, waiting for times of abundance. They go into places of stagnation, waiting for times of abundance. And some living organisms can survive for many years, and when we're talking about seeds, they can survive for even thousands of years in a state of, let's call it, hibernation. They can survive in a state where they're pregnant with life, but life is only the possibility when abundance arrives. So if one of the three basic elements is missing, those elements being food, water, or shelter, then it would be very, very difficult for a living organism to even grow, survive, reproduce, and even turn into having abundance of that particular organism. Now, when there is abundance, almost every living thing multiplies. The proximity of food, water, and shelter to each other cause abundance in the system. Everything will be prolific and healthy in the living system if it is easier to access the three basic things for survival. For example, if food, water, and shelter are placed near each other, reproduction will result. There will be abundance. Humanity has chosen to create homes and bring the water into the homes and bring the food storage into the homes through the refrigerator and the pantry. And so as humans, we have learnt this naturally. We automatically have shelter that we create for ourselves, that is insulation from the environment. We then place inside of this shelter food storage for us to live on, and we then also have water supply, which is usually pumped into the home. Because of this, we can multiply. We can enjoy life to a large degree, and much of our life will be very enjoyable because we're not spending all of our time trying to obtain the three basic necessary things for survival. It is important for us to understand that every living thing operates in the same manner. If we provide the three basic things for survival, and we do it so that it's easier for each organism to access these particular things, then they will automatically reproduce, they will automatically survive, but they will also be in a state of calm and peace. In other words, they will not swarm or attack, but rather they will be in complete balance and harmony with each other. You can see in a human system that when you take away one of the three basic things for survival, all of a sudden it creates much anarchy or violence in the system. Humans even start to attack other humans in order to obtain a balance in terms of the distribution of the three basic things. And the response of other living things in the system are exactly the same. They often then go into exactly the same kind of violence and attack in order to get their share of the thing that is now no longer abundant. So this is very important for us to understand about the three basics for survival. The fourth point that we're going to raise in this section is that almost every living thing struggles with scarcity. Any living thing that doesn't have sufficient amounts of water, food, or shelter will struggle to survive. Much more work is required for it to obtain those three basic necessities. With more work comes less free time, time for pleasure, and with more work comes a higher propensity towards violence. So if food, water, and shelter are far away from each other, there is now a struggle to survive. If we remove just a single requirement, the organism will struggle to survive. Now remember, when some organisms struggle to survive, they reproduce more rapidly. When other organisms struggle to survive, they reproduce more slowly. It depends on whether the organism is aggressive or not. In the case of a human, most humans are aggressive in their nature, so when there is a struggle to survive, there is often many more children being born into a family. When there is safety, security, and abundance, often there is very few children born into the family. There are only a few children born into the family. And this is a direct result of the struggle with scarcity. So we must understand that when we look at the current system, what God created is not what we currently have. Huge amounts of destruction have occurred to the earth over thousands of years. We cannot say that what we have now is normal. Very few humans in the past 4,000 years have actually personally seen a normal environment, a normal system. And this is because very few humans and very few organisms in our current system have an abundance of water, food, and shelter. And as a result of that, large amounts of the system become very unbalanced. For us to create a loving ecosystem, we need to understand lesson three, that ecosystems need the three basic things for survival and abundance. And if we take just one of those things away, there will automatically be created violence in the system.